Welcome, everyone. Thank you very much. That's right. It's Kim and Mike Burge with the good stuff. And we've got a whole pile of it today.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska, the Niobrara National Scenic River, home of International Dark Skies designation, and the Nebraska Star Party coming up on July 28th. 300-plus rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots. Find out more at visitvalentine.org.
And local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and there's so much more. Guess what I'm talking about? TSLN, Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check it out soon so you can get your subscription started today. TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
The 68th Annual Home on the Range Champions Ride is coming up. Yep, that's in Sentinel Buttes, North Dakota, August the 3rd, 1 p.m. Mountain Time, gates open at 11. For tickets, you can go to hotrnd.com or give them a call. Again, it's August the 3rd. It's a saddle bronc match at the Champions Ride in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Oh, I got a couple of things in here that I thought maybe we'd start things off with. Some thoughts to ponder. The greater part of our happiness or misery depends on our dispositions and not on circumstances. Huh, think about that. Happiness is a journey, not a destination. Work like you don't need money, love like you've never been hurt, and dance like no one's watching. How about that?
That's sound solid advice.
We win half the battle when we make up our minds to take the world as we find it, including the thorns. Just some thoughts to ponder. And while you're pondering those, I'm going to remind you about the 102nd Annual Days of 76 Rodeo and Activities coming up in Deadwood, South Dakota, starting Sunday, July 21st. PRCA steer roping. Then on the 22nd, WPR barrel racing, followed by the timed event slack on the 23rd, and rodeos at 7 o'clock each evening, the 24th through the 27th. Yes, it's daysof76.com for more information.
And this is a satire on the Bank of America debit card fee and then cancellation of the fee. Remember, this is only a satire, not a letter from Bank of America. So this is out of New York. The following letter was sent today by Bank of America to all of its debit card customers. Dear valued customer, as most of you know by now, last month we instituted a $5 monthly fee for all of our debit card users. To say that what followed this decision was stupid would be a massive understatement. Considering that just 3 years earlier, taxpayers had bailed us out with billions of their hard-earned dollars, it's understandable that Bank of America was compared to a person who, as he is pulling from a burning building, turns and kicks the fireman in the knee. That's why we are writing to you today with a simple message, our bad. And to tell you that we are refunding the $5 to you effective immediately. All you have to do is pay a simple one-time $10 refund fee. You will receive your refund online or pick it up at your nearest Bank of America branch, where a teller will hand the money directly to you for a simple one-time $15 handling fee. If you do visit your branch, feel free to use any of our services, including our state-of-the-art ballpoint pens and deposit slips. Prices on request. Again, accept our apologies for instituting the debit card fee. We have learned our lesson and we make this solemn promise. Next time we squeeze money from you, we'll do it in a way you won't notice. Sincerely, Bank of America, and remember, it's only a satire.
Kind of makes you think, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, I think.
And a couple of other points to ponder today on the good stuff. If you do not tell the truth about yourself, you cannot tell it about other people.
Good point.
Praying is asking God for help. Meditating is listening for God's answer.
Those are good.
Don't look back. You're not going that way.
Solid advice.
Winners do what they have to do, and losers do what they want to do. Just a couple of things out there, some points to ponder today on the good stuff. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Like this.
Watch for opportunities to let the world know where you stand. D.L. Moody said that.
We do appreciate all of our listeners out there on all the great radio stations, so keep on listening to your local radio station for more of the good stuff.